Blog Talk Radio.
Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. Today is September 12, 2012, and we are airing live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And as we've been speaking about on behalf of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, a women-led economy from Washington to Chicago and around the world. The women-led economy is something that is just should be passionately driven for women around the world. And we have taken it upon ourselves to include a 30-day blast of what's happening. To bring everybody up to speed, the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce, located out of Washington, D.C., has been giving an opportunity to bring out two recent widely read and discussed reports that focus on the facets of women influences in today's world. The first report was the Shiver Report, A Woman's Nation by Maria Shiver and the Center for American Progress, which focuses on the influence of women in the marketplace, as well as breadwinners within the home. Then the second report was the Female Economy by Michael Silverstein and Kate Shire, published by the Harvard Business Review, which also focused on the influence of women as consumers and how large companies that should better tailor products and services to be women so they can be positioned to win the economy when the recovery begins. Both of the reports present women as players within businesses, society, big mega corporate-driven consumer marketplaces bearing the influence primarily as employees, family breadwinners, and consumers. So we've been viewed in this report as being the breadwinners of the family, but the neither report grasps the transformative opportunity that women now have to focus and leverage our clout as consumers and business owners to build our economic resources and our leadership and institutions to produce our own goods and services for the consumption. And then this will lead to protect our own industry positions by shaping our own employer force. As owners, we'll be able to consolidate and leverage the gains that we have made over the last 160 years to shape the world in the way to achieve our true and substantial happiness. The U.S. Women's Chamber is something that it's an economic force to be dealt with, and it is one of the strongest chambers in the world. We are reporting on a 30-day basis on the report to bring out various viewpoints of the report itself, and it can be viewed at uswcc.org. The National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction has began a grassroots movement under its Build a Youth program for the women's movement and being able to allow our youth to understand that the women's movement is very critical because, as we know, in the state of Georgia, 33% of the business owners are projected to be owned by women. And women are noticeably the head of households, so this will impact our youth, and our youth understand that when the mother is making a very strong presence in the household and in the workforce, then the balance of the family starts to resume itself. And until then, we will be under a great perception that that does not pursue a future for true substantial happiness. And we wanted to just let you know that the report that I will be reading will be verbatim. It's not something that I will be adding any of our information to. I would just like to start off by letting everyone know that every day for the next 30 days, I will be reading portions of the report and having guests come in that has been participating with the National Coalition in conjunction with the United States Women's Chamber. The events that are coming up in the future will be here in Atlanta, Georgia, and please go to the website, but I will say that the next event is September 23rd, hosted by the Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Program. As I move into the report, I wanted to acknowledge one of our persons that stepped in on the August 17th event. Her name is Pamela McKinney, and her company is called TEDE Incorporated. It's a management and producers of the Exclusive Designer Expo. TEDE is the debate. To do their debut in Atlanta on July 15th through 17th in 2011. TEDE is the brand marketing platform and solutions to introduce local design retailers and businesses from home fashion, lifestyle, and workplace categories to locate trend-savvy consumers. TDE will officially launch this year on October 14th, and we ask that for any information, you can email to info@theexclusivedesignerexpo.com or call 1-866-749-8333. And that is Ms. Pamela McKinney, who is the CEO of TEDE. She will be on the show this afternoon. She also was the host of the Women-Led Economy kickoff here in Atlanta, and she had an opportunity to speak with an interview, an exclusive interview with Margot Dorfman on behalf of the NCWCC Building Youth Program. She should be coming on the show very shortly. And in the meantime, what I would like to do is go to the next part of the report to continue to read verbatim from the report itself, with none of Coalition's information being input. So I left off on yesterday a letter from Margot Dorfman, and I will move forward for page 8 through 9 about the women's movement. Pursuing our own true and substantial happiness. A formative root of the American women's movement were expressed in the Declaration of Sentiments drafted by Elizabeth Cady Stanton for Women's Rights Convention in Seneca Falls, New York in 1848. Based on the American Declaration of Independence, the sentiments demanded equality with men before the law, not just in education and employment, but also in speech, leadership, and influence. Elective franchise voting and women's equal participation in various trades, professions, and commerce. The fundamental cornerstone expressed through the Declaration of Sentiments was the great precept of nature is conceded to be that man shall pursue his own true and substantial happiness. And I quote, the most fundamental objective sought by women at the Seneca Falls was very simple. Enabling women the rights and tools and opportunity necessary so as to shape the world around us in such a way so as to achieve substantial happiness. Over more than 160 years later, a remarkable history of progress on many fronts has endowed women with substantial gains toward the control of our lives that is necessary to shape the world in a way so to achieve our own true substantial happiness. And when we look at during the 20th century, American women gained ownership of the right to vote, have careers, secure college and advanced education, own businesses, and hold community and political leadership roles. Women gained increasing control over their lives, education, income, and influence. Accumulating with the great women's ownership movement created by millions of women who leaped into business ownership. So we want to welcome our guest on the show tonight. Ms. McKinney has joined us.
Yes, hi, Karima.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. I wanted to, first of all, thank you on behalf of the NCWCC and NCWCC Board of Directors and on behalf of working with the Youth Field Program and our kids at the Women-Led Economy event. And we really greatly appreciate all the efforts that you put in place. And then also being one of our knights in shining armor and delivering the vehicle. Back to the airport.
So, oh, yeah. Back to
Washington.
That was an adventurous day.
But it was great, and it was
amazing.
I just didn't want to be the one that the board called and said, so you lost Margot in Atlanta.
Well, I think we took very good care of Ms. Dorfman.
And I just like I read off information about your company and about the interview. I wanted to possibly get into that, but please tell everybody I believe as I led into the show, I talked about
about what was going on with the women-led economy and about small business, about women engaging in business. Why don't you tell our listeners about what TEDE is doing? It's very exciting to come up on October 14th to tell everybody about your company and what your involvement is as a small business owner, as well as a leader here in Georgia area, working with the chamber as well, and then just kind of letting everybody know what's happening, especially October 14th, because that's going to be a very exciting time.
It is, and we're very excited to. That is our official launch of TD Incorporated. That is my company. I'm very, very excited about that day because that announces to the world that we are here and we are in business and we are here to provide a marketing solution for local design-centric retailers and businesses with focus to the home, fashion, lifestyle, and workplace categories. So what we want to do is be that brand marketing platform and extension for those retailers and businesses to connect directly to trend-savvy consumers who are interested to know where they are, you know, in the city. Who are the design businesses in Alpharetta? Who's in Stockbridge? Who's in Decatur? Who's in DeKalb County? You know, they're around the city, and TD, the Exclusive Designer Expo, will be a one-stop shop for these, for everyone to find exactly where those businesses are located.
And is there a venue particularly where this event is going to kick off at?
Well, we are doing our launch on October 14th, and then the actual expo, the large-scale expo, will occur on July 15th through the 17th of 2011. So that one we are actually targeting 200 Peachtree. We're in talks to solidify that venue at this time in July of next year. But the launch event is happening over on Howell Mill Road here locally. You can find the information on our website. So we're but that is at London Bridge, London Ultra Lounge and Bistro. It's a small location, but it's going to be transformed. And it is going to be an awesome event. So, but I'm really excited, you know, with the about connecting with the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce and the women-led economy, because in the introduction of that program through the through your organization, the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. You know, it's just been my privilege to work with you all in regards to the women-led economy held by the, you know, the USWCC. So on that day when we were able to welcome Margot Dorfman to Atlanta, you know, I got a chance to learn about the women-led economy and their efforts. And they are they offer aggressive new activities to significantly increase women's business revenues in Georgia and throughout the country, which I find very, very exciting. They also, you know, you just kind of look over their website, and as I was perusing through the Women's Chamber of Commerce and the Women-Led Economy, one title really stuck out with me, and that was on their site. They said how the women-led economy changes everything, and this is a time where their view to really bring all these women-owned businesses together. And we already have the power. We just need to own it, you know. And that's exactly what the women-led economy, to me, is all about. You know, it's us collaborating and coming together to actually utilize other women-owned businesses in all of the services and products and things we're already spending money on. Why not spend that money together, you know, with each other, and build our own network to own the power, the economic power that we already have. We just aren't utilizing it. You know, there's statistics, you know, that were given, whereas in Georgia, the total number of women-owned firms grew nearly 20%, you know, I think last year. But the revenue base market share dropped. from an already low of 4.35% to 4.28%. And the bottom line of that is that women are starting businesses at a rapid rate in Georgia, but our revenue remains remarkably low. So we have to change that. And I really do appreciate, you know, the opportunity with the Youth Build program to be able to integrate these boys and girls that are low-income youth, and it's a win-win situation when you're able to fill a niche in your business. In my business with TD, we're able to fill a niche and provide a dual benefit by training up this youth. And I know they were able to help with the multimedia with the events going on that day when Margo came to Atlanta, and I know she's coming back very, very soon. And, you know, I definitely look forward to being a part of everything. But my personal goals, Karima, is really to, you know, I'm very passionate about offering opportunities to those who might not otherwise have opportunity. And through TD, I really want to enable opportunities for people. I would choose someone who, you know, may not even be educated in an area that I have a need for, of marketing, PR, you know, all of the things, event staff, you know, production staff. There's, you know, we're doing spotlights on our features at TD, the brands that co-brand with us. We have spotlights for them. And so the Youth Build program allows us to utilize these bright young minds with these areas that, you know, we have to do anyway. So I'm enabling an opportunity to this young person with the experience. And by that, they are able to go on, and it will change their whole future, you know. So I'm just excited about so many things that your organization is doing. I'm excited about what's happening with TD. You know, I've been trying to get this to market for quite a few years. And, you know, funding has been my issue, you know, with the market dive. But I'm a diehard entrepreneur, and I'm very authentic and very true and real to my dream. And I know it's credit, it's worthy. It's a viable venture, and it's worthy, and it should have the opportunity to make it to market. And you know, I know I'm the person to execute it. It's just a matter of, you know, the funding. And I think that by, you know, the women-led economy and us collaborating and utilizing the services that we already have within ourselves, I will actually be able to make it to market and make an impact on the industry and beyond. You know, I look at TD as a global brand, and that's my goal to accomplish. So going on.
You know, you sound like something that you sound like a miniature Helen Keller. She says, I fall, I stand still, I trudge on, I gain a little, I get more eager and climb higher and begin to see the widening horizon. Every struggle is a victory.
Yes.
You sound like her, and you sound like her and out of the 750,000 women that are members and associates of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. You know, Margo spoke to me when we did the Georgia Summit in Columbus, and you know, the turnout was pretty relatively nice, but I envisioned so many women, and she just laughed at me and said, "Karima, this is just the beginning." And you sound like you know, like her, that no matter what, you know, you're bringing this to harvest. And I love what you said about just being able to understand that in affecting these young people, and you say TD Incorporated, and I'm saying TEDE, but it's TD Incorporated, so I apologize for that. But TD Incorporated understands the most, you know, I live in Georgia, so I try to be as much as Georgian as I can. Basically, women are these type of people. We are the hand that rocks the cradle, which rules the world. So the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And until we understand that that power is right at our fingertips,
it's ours.
Then we're powerless. But until this empowerment, this mental empowerment comes into our souls, there's one thing that I read a moment ago. It was about in 1800s when the young lady, the organization, actually got into a women's movement back in 1848. I was talking about the American women's movement where it expressed the Declaration of Sentiments, which was drafted by Elizabeth Cady Stanton for the Women's Rights Convention in Seneca Falls, which was based on the American Declaration of Independence that demanded equality with men before the law, and not just in education and employment, but they also wanted speech, leadership, and influence, elective franchise voting, and women's equal participation in various trades and professions. This is in 1848.
Wow.
1848, and in 2010, we are still saying the same thing. So doing this, they have, you know, that particular women's movement, this women's movement is not nothing new. I think it got buried during a time where, and I'm just only taking all this from the report itself.
Right.
During the market force, I mean, the chamber and the two people, the two organizations that produced this report, it actually started off about where the market forces and women milepost was. And you really hit on it when you mentioned to us about being able to take this birth, this seed, and birth TD Incorporated into the world. And it almost simulates its entire massive growing strength of ownership and control that we want over our lives. And it's not, you know, this is something that is not, I'm the program director, unfortunately, for the youth bill. So, you know, my kids say, Miss Ali, I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. I said, that's okay.
And that's how you have to be. You know, you could definitely get down on yourself in just the struggle. I mean, when I tell you this has been a plight to get to, you know, just where I am, and I'm not even there yet, but in my mind, I've already been there. I'm already there in my mind. It's just a matter of everything else catching up, you know. You know, so it is very, you know, exciting, and the time, you know, with TD, it's about bridging, you know, you know, these companies, these retailers who are in pre-launch mode to announce their next big thing, their cross-branding, their names. There's so many avenues and so many benefits that TD provides to retailers. That's an extension of their marketing brands, you know, and introducing them to the market, to the consumers who want to buy them. You know, they just need to figure out what they are. So I'm really excited. Celebrities come out with new brands every other day, and, you know, lending their name to apparel, fashion, and fragrances and things like that. But also there's design of architecture. There's culinary art. There's your interior. There's Zen gardens. There's all these things that the consumer, you know, lives in their lifestyle about. And any retailer, whether they're small, medium, or large, should have an interest in, you know, displaying their brand on this grand, wonderful platform, you know, to the world. So, but again, with the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce and the women-led economy, the thing about, you know, today's market and anything is, you know, just being social and women. We talk and we collaborate together. I really do believe in what they are doing with the 360 network, the social network, and I encourage women and men are welcome to join in to the benefits of this program, you know, to join that network and go to the youth SWCC's website and join the network. It is women. You get to get a profile. You talk to other women who are doing the same thing, and they're advertising and talking about their businesses. So it's a great opportunity to collaborate, and that's what we have to do. There's a lot of independent women's organizations doing things and rallying up, but there has to be one glue that brings all these women organizations together. And that's how you said you were a little bit disappointed, Karima, at the turnout. Although we had a fabulous turnout, here in Atlanta, we had a fabulous turnout. But I think that to make that even more so, there's these women's organizations. We just reach out and bring everyone together on this platform to come and hear Margot and her message about the women-led economy. And this is so huge. And it's just a matter of, it's my pleasure to be able to birth that with your organization. It is my absolute pleasure.
I like the way you put that, but the only thing I'm going to tell you is that the birth is not with Margot. The birth is with you and every woman that's like you. The seed itself has been planted. And, it's something that we need to reaffirm. And, since men are so much more firmly in control of large corporations and the highest earning independently owned employer businesses, they are driving the characteristics of the whole business and employment marketplace, which says that they're individuals in the first, and then they collaborate to become this because we outweigh them. You yourself, you and every other woman, myself included, who are ambitious women business owners that are just in a great place to basically influence business.
Yeah,
because your influence as TD Incorporated basically just sought out what not just. Just as the USWCC is talking about and working with, but it's also giving its birth to what the National Coalition is. And a lot of people look at our site and, we've been critiqued and things of that nature, but I believe in this much. Anytime you reach out and you say to people that are listening to the show, because it's being broadcast live, right now, that I am looking to invest in my future, which are my youth, in order to birth something that I know that in 25, 40 years will resurrect a different type of seed. It means more to us because our model is something that has been resurrected from what we know that we should do. This is the right thing to do because women are the first teachers of every man that owns a corporation. We're the first teacher of that child. And when that teaching comes in a place of power and empowerment, not trying to supersede the men, but understanding that all people are created equal in the eyes of God,
right?
That we noticeably understand that no one is better than the next person, that we are equal in the eyes of God himself. So what we're saying here is that these are just basic principles, the basic principles of how we actually should operate.
Right.
And that mentality that is, and it's a mentality. The mentality change in the South has to come because, especially in Georgia, and a lot of people do not believe me when I say this, but I'm going to say this to everybody. Atlanta is the center of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia is the center of the universe. Everything about what you're doing in terms of fashion, in terms of being the uniqueness of what you are understanding, how you look at color, how you look at architecture, all these different variables are very influential in the mindset of our children. So I want to kind of expand a little bit, if you can expand a little bit about your expo and what that really means into that point.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. The Exclusive Designer Expo, which is, again, to debut July 15th to the 17th of 2011, it's a wealth of just niches, meaning that it's a very unique event. On that Friday night, it's an industry-only event. For the exhibitors, we're expecting 200 exhibitors, minimal, to participate from the home, fashion, lifestyle, workplace categories, and those they will display their unique, they will display their custom products and signature services. So if you, I want them to display the little known thing that consumers don't know about their business. I was talking to a gentleman the other day who does remodeling, but he also has this custom tile work that he does. So he's like, I'm really interested to get that out there, but I just didn't know how. So now he can display and let everyone know we're cross-branding to this other area, and we want you to hear about it. So he's going to, you know, participate as a feature at TD. But the expo itself is, as I said, just it's a brand marketing platform and just a solution. You know, I think it's a total win-win-win for everyone involved, and with the 200 exhibitors we're expecting, and pretty much guaranteeing to have 50,000 TrendSavvy consumers to come out with our five-tier marketing plan happening, you know, a year out. So we're excited about it, you know, it's just like I said, a win-win-win. So, you know, you were talking before about you know, just how this. New, it's a new deal. You know, it really is exciting. It's life. It's generation changing. What the women-led economy can really be. You know, because that's what it is. It's just everybody collaborating, coming together to grasp it and come on board. And why wouldn't you? You know, but it is. You know, there was a good old boys network, and I look forward to the good old girls network, you know, not in a derogatory way, but just really, you know, just what you were saying about how everyone is and should be created equally. The good old boys network is not about that. The new deal, you know, that has been established since seems like the beginning of time, but, you know, 500 years ago, that is not what this is. You know, where we are today was pre-designed, in my opinion, and it is, you know, playing itself out, but we have the opportunity to change that, you know, and really, as we've already said, utilize the power that we already have. We already have the power. It's just us taking it and owning it, you know, and for TD's, the opportunities that it will present with TD, you know, by collaborating, and just the opportunities of being a part of this change that is coming, I'm just thoroughly excited. And I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to present the program, and I appreciate you, you know, spotlighting us. So thank you again.
Well, I mean, it's you may not believe it, but I liked the interview that you did with Margo. I thought it was very, very thorough. It was. It will be airing on the NCWCC.TV coming up shortly, and our main focus is to kind of get into a little bit about you personally having a chance to spend some time with this woman. Let everybody know that you know just that time that you had on a one-on-one basis with Margo in terms of just. Mm-hmm. Just your opinion and your personal opinion of her. I mean, not just about the
women-led economy and all that. Just who she is.
But just when we picked her up at the airport, and then you know you had a chance to spend time with her going back to the airport. Tell us a little bit about what you feel that this woman that is leading. This charge, she's already on top of the hill. Basically, she's made it to the top, and now she's got this point of the sword running downhill toward Atlanta. You know, I think she's like 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah, she's a fireball, you know. She's awesome, and it really was a amazing opportunity to have that time. It was totally unexpected. You know, we, you know, she had her, you know, the team to take her back to and from the airport. And at the last minute, there was a conflict with the camera equipment needing to be where at its next location, or, you know, in Margo. So, of course, you know, I was happy to be able to take her to the airport on her return back to Washington. But I did get a chance to just ask her, you know, what, you know, about her life and what she does on a day-to-day and really how she got to, you know, being this person that is taking this lead and this charge. And so she explained to me, you know, kind of, And I'm sure this is a total paraphrase, you know, even though she told me, you know, the story lasted basically from our departure to her arrival, you know, but it was such a fascinating story on, and she gave me a lot of detail on just her journey, you know, and how she started out just totally not even, you know, this wasn't the original plan and how she, it evolved to where it is today, but, you know, she seems to definitely be married to the cause. You know, I think she has, you know, nieces and nephews and things, but she's just so on the go, and this drives her to take the charge. And this, she's very, extremely passionate about, you know, make the women coming together to make this change and, you know, coming on board. So, I wish I could tell you just all the details that she explained, you know, with the journey, but it is a fascinating story, and I hope that, you know, we're able to capture that directly from her. And but, it just made me really admire her strength and tenacity that much more. And she gave me hope, you know, and knowledge in knowing that, you know, by being a part of this, and, you know, I'm always a creative type. Well, you give me one idea, and, you know, I'm definitely interested in strategizing to how we're going to actually accomplish it, and let's go do it, you know. And so she gave me strength and to know that my venture will see itself to market, and, you know, and I look forward to every woman entrepreneur, you know, who just needs some funding and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's all going to be right here, you know, for you. The funding will be here. Angel investors, you know, everything will be here. You know, the grants and things are there. It's just a matter of us collaborating in, you know, reach one, teach one. You know, let's do it together. And imagine just how the change in the country's economy overall could be if we did that, if we increased our own individual revenues, hired more people. TD, you know, is set to hire, you know, a ton of people. It's just amazing the opportunity, you know, to actually see your venture as a entrepreneur come to life. You know, and I do believe in the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce. I believe in what they're doing. I believe in the women-led economy, and I'm on board. So, you know, again, I urge other women and men to check out the website, join the network, and get involved.
You know, I just wanted to just kind of put you on the spot, but I wanted to just kind of let everybody know that Margo is very approachable. She has, she influenced me years ago to just kind of step up and just kind of throw it out there. And so that's been my thing. And me being the type of person that I am, I guess sometimes I'm a little bit high-strung on what to throw out. But nevertheless, Margo is a second-generation organizer of such things. Her mom was a person that started a women's group back in the early 40s, 50s. And so this is her blood. This is her passion as it is mine. You know, we are a second-generation business, second-generation organization where my mom founded the the organization, Ms. Maggie Freeman. And we, you know, the passion that I have is just something that's been embedded in us. We look to just knowing that we continue to work in a effort of millions of women, dating all the way back to 1848 to now, to break the barriers, the glass ceiling. And it's just so wonderful that this women's led economy has no racial barriers. This is women of all nationality, races. At that event, we had people from Iran. We had people flying in from California. We even had a young lady that flew in from Washington to be a part of the event, even though, you know, it was just, you know, you just had every type of woman involved in this. It was just, there was no color barriers. And that is what I feel that, you know, when you talk to Margot, she does not look at color. She looks at the fact that men have been predominantly marketing and majorly affecting the lives of the majority. And this is not women against men. It is purely the struggle that as consumers, that we should have the appeal to desire the type of social concerns that help us as women who are always ahead of, we've always been ahead of household. We've always been ahead of household. Mothers rule their home. Women rule their home, and they rule the children. And for those, I'm not saying nothing negative about those, but those who allow their children to rule them, then that's what they need to do. But at me and my mama's house,
mama's house. Yeah, that's true.
I just left her on a week's vacation, and you know, I know how to pack my adulthood right in the truck and leave it right there in the driveway. So my mom believed that as long as you live, I will always be your mama. And you will always be my child. So when we look at that, we look at the even our youth build and the young people that we assigned a young man, Nathan Turner, to just one question, and we appreciate you helping him calm down with that. And just a snippet, one interview time with Margot. And then, you know, we had another young man that was assigned to the photographer, and then we had another young man that was assigned to the enrollment portion of the group. And those young men understood that there were a bunch of mamas in that house, and everybody was watching. And so they never bucked the system. And it's
they
just
did
the
a great,
thing.
A very courteous.
They were very, you know, I think I wanted to also mention that this event took place at Georgia Tech, and they were very, very happy to have you and Antonio Choice of Choice Management and Demetria Hines of Irvine Inc. Incorporated involved in her team, and then your TD Incorporated, and then they just the entire team. Margo sent us an email. Just kind of thanking her for to allow her to touch down in Atlanta, and we become her team, and so therefore, you know, you made it very easy for her to just kind of transition right into the room, and just make it just absolutely just a seamless effort, as if we all been knowing each other for years. That just there was no conflict, there was no struggle, there was a very strong balance, everything was timely, and they just, you know, we just really appreciate the professionalism that TD Incorporated has, and we just look forward to just in the future being able to work with Pamela McKinney. You know, who is Pamela McKinney? That's the next question. Who is Pamela McKinney, and why is she such a driven woman? To do certain things the way that she has seen it, and just kind of bounce back and forth with all sorts of different ups and downs and things, but she's still here. And, you know, they have a thing about I'm still standing, And I think that's you. I think that's you in this whole. And I think it's just good genes and stuff. You know, I like to put that out there. She's a Virgo like myself.
It has everything to do with it.
She's a Virgo like myself.
It feels good to be driven. You know, you got to have passion about something. And I used to be a managing director for Professional Women's Network. And so
okay.
I'd go out and, you know, connect to women business owners. And that's what I did for 3 years. And, you know, and my thing in talking to any woman, in the women who would come out to my events, not all of them had a specific business. They just knew that they were looking for something. And so, you know, in talking and working with them, you really do try to help them to figure out what it is they're passionate about. And some people find out about that passion early in their lives, and many, you know, unfortunately never figure it out. But it is a blessing to be able to understand your individual passion, and then what an even more so blessing to be able to figure out how to make a business out of that passion, and then do that passion every single day and love going to work every single day. And so, you know, that is all women. we feel touchy, but, you know, really it's about, you know, this exact same thing that men do, and that conduct business every single day. They make deals every single day. They collaborate and create strategic partnerships every single day. And there's absolutely no reason why we as women cannot, you know, come to the table, be professionals, and shake hands just like they do. There's absolutely no reason why we can't, you know, further ourselves just like they do. You know, and I appreciate the Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Center, you know, for their, you know, them hosting the venue at the Synergy Building there at Georgia Tech, as you'd mentioned. I think that's where the next event is going to be as well. Margo is coming back to Atlanta. That's right. What's
right,
the date
September
that she is coming
23rd.
Back?
Yeah, September 23rd.
Awesome.
September 23rd.
Okay.
You know, I would like to just thank you again for CD Incorporated. I can't begin to tell you that it's one of my passions to put people on the spot immediately. So I thank you for just coming on. People keep asking me, why don't you just map this out? And I'm like, well, I can't, because I never think
right.
about it until it's time. But
I
you know,
appreciate you, Karima.
Yeah, you know. we
and we just figured out today that we're both Virgos. My birthday is
absolutely,
tomorrow, so.
Absolutely, that's just, you know, I'm just at the cusp of being a lot of things. I just, you know, I want to thank our listeners for constantly tuning in over the over the past 2 years, and just kind of to let everybody know that we've been doing this since 2008. We've expanded this for at least 30 days. We're going to do this every day at 6 o'clock. And our goal is to plaster the websites and the Internet with this women-led economy, us leading the charge as a youth program to grassroots this information. And I just wanted everybody to understand that TD Incorporated is not going anywhere. They are here to stay. I think the business is absolutely grounded and rooted on the most, you know, my mom always says that anything that you build has to have a strong foundation.
Absolutely.
And it's about that.
And
it's about
yourself.
That, you're nothing.
That's
and
right.
So I believe it's been very, very well rounded and very well grouped. And you know, we certainly wish you the best in what you're doing. And I know we will be available for what you're doing in terms of just getting the word out about October 14th and allowing people to see and manifest in the physical being of what you guys are doing to influence the lives of people. And I just wanted everybody to know that this event is just the beginning. As Margo laughed at me and said, Karima, this is just the beginning, that the beginning is it actually launches October 14th here in Atlanta, and we just ask everybody to go to the website and register. We want to make sure that everybody understands that There's numerous amount of opportunities for sponsorship. You're going to have various artists, entertainers, individuals from all various genres in the community being at this event, and even though it's not the larger event, but it's just a sample, if I may ask, of what's to come.
Yeah, the event itself, we're going to feature three private label brands here in Atlanta from the home, fashion, lifestyle, and workplace categories. So companies such as Iwi Fresh, who is a lifestyle brand, and what they do is they take items that are in your kitchen, grits, other types of lemon, lime, things like that, and they create this whole line of organic skincare, you know, so it's a lifestyle brand. And there's the VIP Room Design Studio, who is an interior designer, you know, so and there's only one that will be featured. Then there's, you know, so there's other, then there's Upfield Designs, who's an architecture firm that is in our workplace category. So there's three home, three fashion, three lifestyle, and three workplace designer brands, not designer brands, but design brands, design-centric brands. If there's anything that is a custom product that you make, the craftsmanship that is, makes it uniquely yours, whether you're small, medium, or large-scale retailer or business, or a signature service, that you may offer that nobody knows about. It's not Sears. It's Sears Custom Cabinets and Refacing. It's not Home Depot. It's Home Depot Expo. So it's that little nugget of something that no one knows about that we want you to display at TD and tell the world, and hopefully that will help increase revenues for retailers that are in the city. We will spotlight you. Everyone will know about you. And that it works as a win-win, because you not only have the opportunity at the expo to meet buyers and, you know, industry and media on that Friday night, Saturday and Sunday being more of a consumer presentation, you have a chance to meet the industry and also consumers directly. So it really is a great opportunity to increase exposure to local brands that are interested in the Atlanta market, and letting them know that they're here. We want to be that one platform that you choose to come and showcase your brand. It's all about, and TD is a brand, you know, that we are very, very, you know, excited about entering the market on October 14th. So, again, I truly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and to share more about TD to your listeners. And, you know, it's awesome. I thank you very, very much, and I appreciate it, Karima.
Okay, and I'm going to plug one last thing. We know that one of the Youth Guild participants, Darnell Brown, who is a spoken word artist, young man, graduated from Towers High School in Decatur, Georgia, 3.8 grades on average, who is now taking up business in college right now, has a poetry called History. And I think we're going to platform him, because it's a very unique piece that he put together. He was also the poetry winner for the NCWCC Build a Youth Program Poetry Cafe at Towers High School last year, and we'll be featuring him, who has actually has a DVD and a CD that's out. And he's 18 years old, and the young man is very, very well spoken. He comes from a Tier 1 low-income area and has just pulled himself up from the bootstraps and dedicated his life to being a positive role model for his peers at age 18 years of age.
Right.
We're hoping to let you guys know that this young man will be featured, as well as the coalition. Somebody from the coalition is going to speak, because it's still not going to be me.
Well, we definitely do want to. There's definitely a nonprofit, component to TD, and we are very interested in supporting the community and giving back as we come to the market. So, and to be able to spotlight your organization, NCWCC, and this young man and his accomplishments, his awards through your organization, definitely is something that we want to, let everyone know about. As well, there's other, forms of entertainment that will happen throughout. But, the main purpose is to, authentically display what TD Incorporated, the management and producers of the Exclusive Designer Expo, what we're all about, and introducing the big expo that's to come in 2011. So to spotlight these brands from those various categories will be the excitement of the evening and the offering that we will be able to provide to local retailers and businesses in those categories. So we're really looking forward to being a brand marketing solution and platform, for, not only Atlanta, we're duplicating the model in other design-forward cities, and so that means that, that makes us a national brand and eventually a global brand. So we're really, really excited about the future.
Absolutely. Could you let everybody know how to contact you for any sponsorship and vendors? Or just individuals just like to contact, would you let everybody know your contact information?
Yes, indeed. My email is Pamela@TheExclusiveDesignerExpo.com. Pamela, I know it's long, I'm sorry. Pamela@TheExclusiveDesignerExpo.com. And then our number is 1-866-749-TEDE. Which is 8333. So again, the number is 1-866-749-TEDE. And that's it.
Great. Thank
Our
you.
Our website will be up soon. It's still under construction. I'm anticipating it being up next week, and that's going to be www.theexclusivedesignerexpo.com. So that is to debut next week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we're going to end our show with Destiny Muhammad, who's our executive over in our music division, called Grace. Thank you, Ms.
Thank you.
I am the voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders, I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. My faith, I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever
And we'd like to just thank everybody for tuning in. And please tune in tomorrow from 6 o'clock to 7 p.m. Leading the NCWCC launches the grassroots movement for the USWCC women-led economy. I am your host for the evening, Karima Ali. Thank you and be blessed.